This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Marcia Johnson from Wheels of Time Museum. She's here to tell us more about the museum's current season, including exhibits, events, and more. Marcia, welcome to Out and About.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Marcia, I understand that there are some exhibits that have recently opened at Wheels of Time. Can you walk us through some of the new things that are happening at the museum?
Well, the River and Rails exhibit opened officially the very end of last year, but not many people got to see it. It's a great exhibit demonstrating the importance of both the railroad and the river to the development of the early Peoria city. We have been privileged to have been given a 1/8 scale locomotive tender and caboose that was built by an industrialist from Rockford. It took him 22 years to build it, and this is a scale model of a smaller TP&W engine that was used in the Peoria area because our bridge wasn't large enough to handle the big one. And so we had this little bit smaller one. We are very fortunate that we have a picture of this particular locomotive going across the railroad bridge of the river, and we've tried to model the exhibit around that. In addition to all of the railroad things, we have a model of the Columbia steamship that sadly sank in nearly 100 years ago now. I believe it was 1918. And a lot of memorabilia from that. We have the flag that flew on the ship the day that it sank, a piece of the railing, and a lot of research material. There's also a model of the current Spirit of Peoria, a Corps of Engineers map that includes the whole Illinois River. It sadly has become fragile, and we're not able to roll it around the way we used to, but it is set in an area that's right below the museum. And a very interesting exhibit, and people are enjoying it. We try to have sound and action wherever we can. And so the wheels turn, and the railroad makes a wonderful noise as it's going by, and it's a fun exhibit.
An ongoing project at the museum right now is the Steelhouse, the Letourneau House. And for those who aren't familiar with it, what's the significance of this house and sort of what's the status of that project right now?
Okay. R.G. Letourneau had a plant in Peoria, in Averyville. He came to Peoria at the request of Caterpillar because he made blades and varying equipments that Caterpillar used with their equipment. And they had an important kind of partnership going. In 1938, he determined that there was quite a lack of housing for middle-income people. And he developed this steel house that was roughly 4x8 partitions that he welded together to make a house. He was already using that particular strategy in building some of the areas in his factory. And so he started building these homes that are small, and the one we are trying to restore is 24 by 24. I made a 5-room one that was 27 by 27. And these homes were to be rented to the Letourneau employees, and he did form a colony of them on Grant Street, which is right alongside where the plant was. There is one house that never was lived in. It was used in the factory area as offices. And Komatsu has generously donated that house to not us particularly, but there is a committee of Central Illinois Landmark, a foundation, Peoria Historical Society, Wheels of Time, Core Construction, and a number of community leaders who have banded together to restore this house. And it will be, when it's completed, moved and on the Wheels of Time site, probably not available to tour until next year. If we're really lucky, maybe October. But we've progressed a little bit now, and a couple of weeks ago, some people may have seen it traveling down Jefferson to Washington Street to George Young and Company Painters. And while it's there, it's going to be sandblasted on both the exterior and interior primed and some other construction work done on it, getting it ready to be brought out to Wheels of Time. So we're excited about that. It's really neat.
Marcia, when you look at the overall collection that you have at Wheels of Time, which includes so many different artifacts and vehicles and whatnot, is it a similar story for how you've procured those items? Is it typically through gifts that you've received? Can you give us a little bit of a background on that?
A lot of the items are gifts that we've received, and then our volunteers have thought about it and come up with a way to make an exhibit of them that's significant.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the vehicles that are at the museum are individually owned, and they are displayed at Wheels of Time. We do not own them, but they make a wonderful display. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 48, many of them very unique. We have a star, we have a Vili, we have a cord, we have just so many different ones, and they're vehicles you will not see just anywhere. One of the more interesting ones, I think, is our 1855 fire engine pumper. I said engine, and that's incorrect. There is no engine. The men pulled this pumper to the fires, and after they found a place to connect the hose, then it took between 18 and 24 men to actually pump it with long bars along the side. There are two bars on each side, with about six men on each one, and had to pump it to put out the fire. They also had to pull along behind them the hose cart that had the additional hose on it. So it was not an easy task to be a fireman back in 1855.
Later this summer, you have a tractor display, and then that's followed in July with a tractor drive. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the members of the Central Illinois Tractor Club bring some of their tractors out to display on the front lawn of the museum. And on the Friday of that week, they will leave early in the morning and drive through the back roads and go to the Princeville Museum, where they have their Princeville Heritage Days. And the tractor display is a big part of that. And it's about the third week in July. There'll be more information in the newspaper about it when it happens.
Wheels of Time is very interactive for children. You have the wonderful Nickelodeons and the push buttons that you have. But you were also mentioning before the interview started that you have an activity called the Science Treasure Hunt. That could you tell us a little bit more about that one?
Yes, this is a community put-together event. It's been going on for 28 years. There are 19 different organizations who participate, and you can pick up a science book at our museum, at many other museums. Some of the people who work with this are the Forest Park Nature Center, the Illinois National Guard, the Jake Wolf Fish Hatchery, Luthi Botanical Gardens, Peoria Fire Department, and on. All of these places would have the books available. You come to the particular area that you want to visit and answer some questions that are listed in the book. And when you leave, the book gets stamped. After you've been to at least eight places, then you may enter in contests that they have at the end of the year. Each organization that you visit offers a special enticement for you to come. If you come to Wheels of Time, any child with a book is free admission with adult. And it's really a wonderful program, wonderful things for parents to do with their children. And it's appropriate for everyone from the first through the eighth grade.
One of the things that always impresses me about the museum is not just the size of your collection, but the work that has gone into restoring so many of these items. Can you talk a little bit about all of the work that's taking place behind the scenes and between seasons to make sure that things are refurbished and they're brought back into working condition, or they're restored to a condition that more closely approximates their original state?
Right. I love to talk about that because we have a group of volunteers that are just absolutely second to none. I know we've talked about the Aaron's Fox fire engine restoration on this show before. It's a 1931 engine that was a Peoria engine. We'd had it in a storage facility for 25 years, and when it came out and worked into our workshop, I wouldn't have believed it could be done, but without any book of instructions and 4 years of work, it is a gorgeous piece of equipment. And we just were able to have it in our second parade on Sunday. It was in the Tremont Turkey Days parade, and I think we're going to do something in Peoria Heights in the middle of July. It does have to be transported a little bit because I think 35 miles an hour is top speed. And so we wouldn't want to get out on the expressway with it, but it's wonderful. We have been restoring the two passenger cars from the Vanakens restaurant for the last number of years. I've kind of lost track of how many years that is, but I'm guessing 7 or 8. It's been a huge job. We've replaced 30-odd windows, had to have them constructed, and we have a volunteer who did that because I think the first estimate we had per window from a commercial place was $300. It might be off $1 or $2, but it's right in that neighborhood. We are in constant work in restoring the combine car that's on our tracks. Recently put up a license plate display in the back wall of the firehouse. And not only do they do the physical work, but they do the research that's involved in finding out the significance of each of these plates. And they've gone through the years from the first Illinois plate. Oh, golly, there was a time there were the ones made out of soy because we were trying to save metal. There are commemorative ones. We're working on a display up in the top floor of the firehouse that was a Letourneau scraper model. And the volunteers have done a lot of research into the Letourneau manufacturing company and how these things all came about, some wonderful pictures and explanations of how things go. And there's constant work on these wonderful interactive things that we have. They're old and they tend to break down. And we're repairing jukeboxes, and one of our volunteers has been working very diligently trying to keep the barbershop quartet working. It's been a little fussy this year. The men think they want to be in retirement. Jimmy Carter just seems to be wearing out.
Now, Father's Day is just around the corner. Can you talk a little bit with your experience working with the patrons that come to Wheels of Time, why this is a really wonderful activity for parents to bring their children along with them to experience Wheels of Time?
Well, you know, it's a wonderful experience for everybody who comes. For the children, they see things that they've never seen before. I explain how the gravity fill gasoline pump works. The idea that you had to take a handle and pump the gasoline from the ground up into the glass top, and there are markers up there that show you how many gallon you have, and then you stop the pump and then you take the handle down and it goes into your automobile. Or that from a jukebox. Do you know what children love the most that is so amazing are the typewriters. We have half a dozen typewriters in the library. We keep paper in them, and you can come in and type a while, and oh my goodness, they love it. And when we're doing the school tours, which we do a lot of, we have guides and break the class down into 8 to 10, 12 children each, and the guides go around and explain everything to them. They shell corn in an old-fashioned corn sheller hand crank machine, and then they crack it, and they explain that some animals can eat it shelled and some have to have it in smaller portions. You can learn so much by doing and by seeing things that you've never, ever seen before.
We've been talking with Marcia Johnson from the Wheels of Time Museum. The museum is open through October 29th. Marcia, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love to talk about Wheels of Time.
Also this weekend, the Heritage Ensemble presents their annual Juneteenth celebration. The performance takes place tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at the ICC Performing Arts Center. For more information, visit heritageensemble.com.
The Bradley Alumni Chorale is also in concert this weekend. It consists of 21 alumni of the Bradley Chorale. The program includes Randall Thompson's Alleluia, a Mozart Mass, and other works. They'll be performing that same program later this month in and around Barcelona, Spain. The concert is Sunday at 5 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.